Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would like to hear way more about global trends and relations and how what we do here affects others worldwide and what people worldwide do, how it affects us as well.
98.7 at 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 647. Three big things.
Three.
Over a dozen deadly wildfires raging in California.
Two.
Student shoots and kills police officer on Texas Tech campus in Lubbock.
One.
Wichita cop arrested on domestic violence charge. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got a possibility of some rain moving into the area this morning. Not really seeing anything in Wichita or anything reported so far, but a potential traffic hazard that everyone needs to watch out for. The gasoline prices in Wichita, most common price out there, $2.25 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 52 degrees. North wind at 16 to 22 miles per hour and gusting. Mostly clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 36. Wednesday sunny. Tomorrow's high 66. Now mostly cloudy. A north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. 45 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted. A Twitter battle continues, and cabinet member flights are under scrutiny.
Focus on the White House. No one backing down on the Twitter spat between President Trump and a Republican senator.
Tennessee Senator Bob Corker unloading, telling the New York Times, President Trump is so reckless the nation could be on a path to World War III. Corker saying he would have to concern anyone who cares about our nation. And he says, quote, I know for a fact that every single day at the White House, it's a situation of trying to contain him. The attack came after a weekend war of words on Twitter.
ABC's Cecilia Vega. Today is the deadline for federal agencies to relinquish travel records of cabinet members.
HHS Secretary Tom Price resigned after spending several hundred thousand on private jets when cheaper commercial flights were available. Now Congress is investigating other agency charter flights, including those of Energy Secretary Rick Perry and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Both men say they have followed all the agency travel rules. Congress is now checking whether they did.
ABC's Andy Field. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Losses for healthcare companies and banks left U.S. stocks lower Monday after a quiet day of trading. The Standard & Poor's 500 index dipped 4 points, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 12 points, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 10 points. The predictions for this year's holiday shopping season are upbeat, with several forecasts for an industry-wide sales increase between 3.5% and 4.5%. American International Group expects to record insurance losses of roughly $3 billion during the third quarter from the recent hurricanes and earthquakes. That's AIG.
Well, that's what insurance is for.
Well, you have insurance.
I'm sorry, Mr. Insurance Company.
They'll get it back.
But you've been making it all these years.
Got those premiums. They've been socking that money away in a great big old
pile of cash. Yeah.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt is expected to act today to override an Obama-era rule limiting carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants.
Oh, yeah.
So if that's really polluting, we're going to take a step back.
He's already choked up over this.
Excuse me.
Yeah, he's...
My gosh.
Yeah.
Something that must be pollution.
How close are we to a coal-fired
coal I have it, over here?
I think it's sound pollution.
sorry, gentlemen. The timing was terrible. All right. 6:51, Steve and Ted. What does retirement mean to you? Don Grant, CFP The Money Tracker, is here to enlighten us this morning, Don.
Well, you don't know anything about that because you're never going to retire. You are a legend.
You don't have to bully me on the air. Okay?
I'm not bullying you. I'm complimenting you. What does retirement mean to you, Stephen? Will it be full of projects that you've always wanted to get done? Work? Volunteerism?
Somebody, friend tells me it's like every day is Saturday. I'm looking forward to
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, or is it going to represent an extended period of leisure, like you said, or fun? Whether it's full of activity or not, it may be full of financial stress. Not for you, though. I know that, Steve. It's potentially the case. You know, if that is potentially the case, there are some money mistakes that you could avoid with proper planning. For a newly retired person, the lifestyle is a different animal. Spending in retirement is also quite new. Some who have not planned for their time may fill the newfound leisure time with expensive hobbies, travel, activities, dining, and shopping. So it goes to follow, not adjusting your spending to your income could cause financial disaster. Well, a suggested solution involves the dreaded B word. You know what that is? Create a retirement spending budget. Stick with it. Earmark assets for your projected spending that falls within your income parameters. Now, after age 70 and a half, retirees with retirement accounts like IRAs are required to take minimum distributions from their accounts. The amount you take is, you know, it's based upon the total value of your combined retirement accounts on December 31st of the previous year. Now, Uncle Sam has allowed us to defer taxes in those accounts for years. Now they want their tax money, thus required minimum distributions. I can't find any statistics on the number of retirees older than age 70 and a half who didn't take their RMDs, but I do know that the penalty for not taking the money out at 70 and a half and paying taxes on it before the end of the year is 50%.
Ooh.
So that's one mistake you don't want to ignore is your RMD, your required minimum distribution. Once retired, there is no HR department to withhold taxes and send it to the IRS for you. Any untaxed income will require you to send money to the IRS. And you may not know that Social Security benefits are taxable in retirement. If your non-Social Security income plus 50% of your Social Security benefits is between $25,000 and $34,000, you could be taxed on it up to 50% of your benefits. If total income surpasses $44,000, as for a married filer, you are taxed on up to 65% of your benefits, and it can go as high as 85% as well. So those are some things that you may miss, and hopefully you don't. You'll think it out. And, of course, if you have any questions about this or any other retirement issues, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Okay, I'm hitting you up for free advice
today. Oh, let me give it to you.
Okay.
It'll be worth what you're getting.
Let's just say, theoretically, I'm still working here when I'm 70.
Yes.
And I have to start taking money out of the 401k, right?
Yes.
But do I still contribute to it while I'm working and take it out?
I believe that if you are gainfully employed that you may be able to defer your RMDs.
And
it depends upon where your money is held.
Okay.
But I can clarify that for you, but I'm pretty sure that you can if you will continue to work and you are not a 5% owner or a key employee of the station or something like that, that I believe that you can refer it. But let me check on that for you.
I'm a key employee, aren't I?
Yeah. Mm. You've got a key.
Mm. I've got a key. I
mean, that's true.
That's true.
Today is Naval Academy Day.
Examine your navel. I'm a Navy guy, so that's my dad. I'm not an Academy guy, but
on this day in 1845, the United States Naval Academy opened in Annapolis, Maryland.
It's a neat place.
With 50 midshipmen students and 7 professors.
I have a navel.
Huh? You go ahead and say.
I like naval oranges.
They don't have an academy named after your navel, Don.
Well, they should.
No.
The Lint Collection Academy.
No. Don Grant's Belly Button Tech.
This is bizarre.
All right.
It's bizarre. But, you know, Navy Academy is a neat place.
It is. Naval Academy. And of course, you are Navy. Your dad was Navy,
I am
too.
Navy. My dad's Navy.
How about that?
Yeah.
Anchors away.
You swabbed many a deck.
Go Navy. I didn't swab too many. Well, I did like in boot camp and in school. But once I got on a ship, I was in intel, so I got to pretend like I knew.
Nice. Yeah. Did you get any tattoos?
I have in the last few years. I didn't at the time.
Does Barb know about that tattoo of her girlfriend's name on your rear end?
Well, I just keep changing the name. I just cross it out, you know, and they just keep changing the name and then changing the hair color, you know.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I brought it up. 6:56.
No, I'm not. That's funny.
Coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Wichita police officer arrested on domestic violence charge. That story and more news at 7. Steve and Ted.
She's cute.
On KNSN.
She's drooping a bit now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.